poolside. Catherine called the session to an end a little after 10 p.m., and, with the exception of Jan and Nick, who had just begun an impromptu budget discussion, the team headed to bed. Mikey and Catherine's rooms were near the pool at the small hotel complex, and as they walked to their rooms, Catherine decided to see if she could make some progress one-on-one. "You okay?" Catherine was careful not to be too dramatic or maternal. "I'm fine." Mikey wasn't faking very well. "I know this is a difficult process and that you might feel like they're a little tough on you." "A little? Listen, I don't let people make fun of me at home, and I sure as hell don't want people to do it at work. Those guys have no idea about how to make a company successful." Catherine was almost too confused by the scattershot reply to respond. After a few moments, she said, "Well, we can talk about that tomorrow. I think they need to hear what you think." "Oh, I'm not going to say anything tomorrow." Catherine tried not to overreact to Mikey's comment, which she attributed more to her momentary emotions than anything else. "I think you'll feel better in the morning." "No, I'm serious. They aren't going to hear from me." Catherine decided to let it go for the moment. "Well, get a good night's sleep." They're at their rooms now. Mikey ended the conversation with a sarcastic laugh. "I will." Rebound. Only Catherine and Jan were in the conference room when Mikey arrived the next morning. She seemed enthusiastic and unbowed by the previous day's events, which was a pleasant surprise for Catherine. Once the others had arrived, Catherine kicked off the session with an abbreviated version of the prior day's speech. "Okay, before we get started, I think it's good to remember why we are here. We have more cash, more experienced executives, better technology, and more connections than any of our competitors, and yet, at least two of them are ahead of us in the market. Our job is to increase revenue, profitability, and customer acquisition and retention, and maybe even put ourselves in a position for an IPO. But none of this will happen if we don't function as a team." She paused, surprised at how closely her report seemed to be listening. It was as if they were hearing it for the first time. "Any questions?" Instead of just sitting there silently, a number of the staff members shook their heads as if to say, "No questions, let's get started." At least, that's how Catherine interpreted it. For the next few hours, the group reviewed the material they had covered the previous day. After an hour or so, Martin and Nick seemed to be losing a little interest, and JR became more distracted each time his cell phone vibrated and went unanswered. Catherine decided to address their concerns before they started talking among themselves. "I know that you're all probably starting to wonder, didn't we do this yesterday? And I realize it's repetitive. But this stuff won't stick unless we understand how to apply it completely." For another hour, the group discussed the implications of their various style preferences and the collective opportunities and challenges that those styles created. Mikey made few comments, and whenever she did speak, the flow of conversation seemed to slow dramatically. Martin, too, said little, but seemed to be paying attention and following the conversation nonetheless. By mid-morning, they had completed their review of interpersonal styles and team behaviors. And then, with less than an hour until lunch, Catherine decided to introduce the most important exercise of the day, one that she would look back on later as a moment of truth for Mikey and the rest of the team.